Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 123 on July 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Corbus Pharmaceuticals, the iShares Silver Trust ETF, and NIO Incorporated. And then we discuss three new trades on Virgin Galactic Holdings, General Motors, and Twitter. And it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on the show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week was our third consecutive week of positive week-over-week gains in the U.S. equity markets. That's only happened one other time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 596 points, ending the week at 26,671 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 39 points, closing at 3,224 points this week. Some of the strength in the equity market seems to be tied to the earnings report being a little bit better than consensus, although they're still not coming in. They're still less than expected. So these earnings are still expected to be overall for the S&P 500 index 40% lower year over year. So just keep that in mind as you view the equity markets. So now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic this week is going to be money management. Money management is one of those topics that just doesn't get discussed enough in trading. Everyone wants to talk about making money or avoiding losses, right? People will discuss the mindset of trading and peak performance, you know, are you competitive enough and whatnot? And there are tons of books on that. I even focus on this show on understanding risk and how important that is to your life as a trader. Well, money management goes hand in hand with risk management. And when I speak of money management, I mean managing the cash flow requirements of a trade relative to the size of your account. So let's say you have a $5,000 option trading account. You decide that a company stock is going higher, so you're going to sell a put option. It's a layup, right? Stock's going higher, we're going to sell the downside. So the stock is on a tear, and you sell one put option with the strike of $40. You collect $1 for selling the option, right? So what just happened to your account? You'll collect $100 for selling the put option. However, your brokerage is going to remove or earmark $4,000 of trading capital to cover the possible loss of 100 shares going to a price of zero, right? $40 strike, that's $4,000. That one trade consumed 80% of your available capital if you have a $5,000 account. So if you're expecting stock to go down to, say, $35 per share, you can buy the $34 strike put option or $35 strike put option, which turns the trade into a spread trade rather than just having a naked put. Now, your brokerage company will only require the margin to cover the trade, the spread, right? On a $6 wide spread, that'll be maximum $600, right? So you go from needing $4,000 to put the trade on to being able to only have $600 sort of allocated for risk in your account. Let's say you decide to trade a spread that you can buy for 30 cents, right? You still have a $5,000 account. So you decide to only use 10% of your capital for any long trade and 5% for short trades at any given time. So how many spreads can you trade? Well, since you're buying this trade, you're willing to allocate $500 to the trade. The spread will cost you $30, so you can do roughly 16 spreads, which will use $480 of your capital. So the main thing I want to convey is that you never want to put all of your capital on one trade. Think through your goals and what makes sense for your account size. I always size my trades in a manner that will let me have some more capital to trade tomorrow. I mean, I promise you, the day after you put on a trade that uses all of your capital, like the day after, you'll see the trade of a lifetime and you won't have the capital to trade it. My mindset is I'm willing to hit singles until I see the perfect pitch for a home run. And when it's time for a home run, I want to have full power to be able to take a full swing and knock the ball out of the park. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Let's get into the trade review for last week. And as usual, we're going to start with the covered call. We looked at Corbus Pharmaceuticals, symbol C as in Charlie, R as in Romeo, B as in Bravo, P as in Papa. At the time, the stock was trading for $7.68 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the August 9 call at $2, looking for a maximum return of 43.23% in 6 weeks. Well, Corbus Pharmaceutical stock fell 77 cents this week, closing at $6.91 per share. The call option we sold should have declined in price somewhere around 30 cents. However, the bid-ask spread is super wide right now. And at the moment, I would assume that you could at least buy it back for $2.05, given that the 7.5 call and the $10 strike call, so the calls on either side are both being offered for $2.05. If you pay $2.05 for the call, you would lose 5 cents on the call option and 77 cents on the stock, leading to an 82 cent loss on the week. Now, in all reality, if you bought that call option back, I'm certain you'd get it at a better price. But I would then, if you close that call option out, I would then look to sell the August 7.5 call at $1.55, which still gives us enough cushion to earn somewhere around 10% overall on your trade. Now, that being said, like I mentioned, I would look to earn a profit on that August 9 call since stock went down and you're short that call, given the 10% drop in stock price. So a limit order offering to pay $1.70 or $1.80 for that call option would likely get the job done. And that would actually mean that you'd have less of a loss on the week. Now, our next trade last week was a credit spread. We looked at the iShares Silver Trust ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, V as in Victor. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.43 per share. And I looked at selling the August 16 half put spread at 17 cents, which gives us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. So the silver ETF grew 58 cents per share this week, ending at $18.01 per share. The out of the money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money. You can buy it back. You could buy that put spread back in for 11 cents, which would lock in a 6 cents gain. Or, of course, given the trade is working, there isn't a reason to close the trade unless you believe silver will drop in price. I actually wouldn't advise any adjustments to this trade. I would just look to keep an eye on stock and ride it out. I mean, the phrase that comes to mind is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This trade is working. We're nowhere near our break-even point. So let it have its time. Let it have enough room to make the full amount of money, which would be the amount that you sold it for, the full 17 cents. And our final trade from last week was a debit spread on NIO Inc., symbol N as in November, I as in India, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $14.98 per share. I looked at buying that August 13-14 call spread for 50 cents with a maximum gain of 50 cents or 100% return on capital in 6 weeks. Well, NIO stock fell $3.89 this week. It's obviously a big week, closing at $11.09 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money. Now, the spread can be sold at 20 cents right now, which will lock in a loss of 30 cents per spread. Now, the best way to hedge a long call spread is to sell a call spread or buy a put spread, with both strikes being higher. You can sell the August 15-16 call spread at 11 cents, and that would help lessen your loss on the trade. However, be aware of how that risk will change the overall risk of the trade if you sell a call spread against a position. And the way I look at it is I look at sort of my end result, my end P&L at every dollar strike. So at a stock price of $16, you'll ultimately be down 39 cents because both spreads would be in the money. Between $14 and $15 on the stock, if stock is there at expiration, you'll actually collect 61 cents. So that's your best possible outcome. It's important to always understand the risk of both the spread and how the aggregate risk is going to affect your P&L. So you just want to make sure that if you don't believe in this stock coming back and settling between $14 and $15, then you're best off just going ahead and selling at a loss and just gearing up for next week or for your new trades. So let's get into the new trades for this week. And, you know, just before we move on, yesterday, July 17th, was options expiration for July. So all July options will either be priced at their intrinsic value or they will have expired worthless. So now we are fully in August expiration as being the front month. And so the trades over the next few weeks will all be for August. So we'll start off, as usual, with the covered call. I'm looking at Virgin Galactic Holding, symbol space, S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $24.05 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that August 25 call at $3.60, hoping for a maximum return of 18.92% on your capital. Now, you enter this trade by buying SPCE stock for $24.05 and then selling the August 25 call at $3.60. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $25 per share, and the break-even price on the trade is $20.45 per share. The stock purchase in real terms would require $2,405, and you would collect $360 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread on General Motors, symbol G as in golf, M as in Mike. Stock ended the week at $26.45 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 26-25 put spread at 33 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 67 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the August 26 put at $1.38 and concurrently buying the August 25 put for $1.05. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $26 per share. The break-even price is $25.67 per share. In real terms, you would receive $33 per spread that you sell and have $67 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Twitter, symbol TWTR, T as in Tango, W as in Whiskey, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo. Stock ended the week at $35.81 per share. I'm looking at buying the August 34-35 call spread for 65 cents, which can give us a maximum possible gain of 35 cents or a 53.85% return on your capital. Now, you enter this trade by buying the August 34 call for $3.85 and concurrently selling the August 35 call at $3.20. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $35 per share. The break-even price is $34.65 per share. And in real terms, you will pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the emails, the really cool comments, and the questions. I love the questions. because it's always good to keep thinking and keep analyzing. And some of you have sent questions that made me truly have to like think about things at a different angle, which ends up benefiting my own trading strategies too. So I appreciate the engagement. I hope you guys are staying safe out there. Be smart and take care of yourself and your family. Have a wonderful weekend. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.